All right. Good morning, everyone. Hope you guys are doing well today. Glad you've joined us. Our quote for today comes from Brennan Manning. My trust in God flows out of the experience of His loving me day in and day out. Whether the day is stormy or fair, whether I'm sick or in good health, whether I'm in a state of grace or disgrace, He comes to me where I live and loves me as I am. Think about it. By the time Michelle Akers started college, she had become an All-American soccer star. In 1985, the United States formed its first women's national team, with Michelle being a starter. In 1991, the U.S. team won the first ever Women's World Cup, and Michelle scored 10 goals in 5 games, including the winning championship goal. She signed an endorsement deal and became the first woman soccer player to have a paid endorsement. Michelle's drive and tenacity were beginning to pay off. She had become so good that she tried out as a place kicker for the Dallas Cowboys, with her longest attempt being 52 yards. But just as hard work and discipline were starting to pay off, Michelle's health began to decline. By 1993, she noticed she no longer had the stamina she once had. She tried to train her way through the fatigue, but it only continued to get worse. She soon discovered that she was suffering from a chronic fatigue and immune dysfunction syndrome, which is a debilitating disease affecting more than 1 million adult Americans. When it was really bad, she said, I could not even sit up in a chair. My migraines were so painful that I was unable to even get up to brush my teeth or eat. For the first time in her life, Michelle's strength and hard work were not enough for her to overcome her weakness. She finally realized that she needed to find a way to cope with life. But that realization was difficult for her to accept. I couldn't bear not being the best in the world. I had worked hard all my life to be the best. It was the only thing I ever wanted to do in life. And when her marriage of 4 years ended, she realized that everything she loved in life was taken away from her. Michelle had reached her end. Michelle had put her trust in God as a high school student, but she ignored God in pursuit of her dream. Now sick and alone, Michelle reluctantly accepted an invitation from one of her coaches to attend his church. Though she did not realize it at the time, but as she looked back at that moment in her life, Michelle says she knew she needed to get things right with God. She said, I think God was gently patient and patiently tapping me on the shoulder and calling my name for years, but I continually brushed him off, saying, hey, I know what I'm doing. I can make these decisions without you. Leave me alone. I'll call you when I need you. Then there was nothing. I think God finally said, okay, and he crossed his arms and patiently waited for me. It was as if he knew all along that the trouble that lay ahead would bring me back to him. And I did come back to him, but it took total devastation before I could get to the place and say, okay, God, you can have my life. I need you. Please help me. My sisters and my brothers, how many times have we heard similar stories like this? Maybe your story is similar to Michelle's. Yeah, Michelle's story is our story. It's the classic story of humanity's resistance to God. A philosophy of life that I faithfully live by is one that has served me well, and that is, God knows how to get me to where He wants me to be. It's kind of sad to say, but I never planned one aspect of my life. Life just came to me, and I responded, hoping that it would all work out. But after I got saved, I looked back over my life and realized that even though I was unaware of God's leading, orchestrating the events of my life, Even in the most difficult and fearful times, God was directing my path. He took away from me people and things that I loved, but he loved me through the disenchantment and pain that I had. And the wonderful, or perhaps the amazing thing about God is that he even loved me through those times when I deliberately disobeyed him. And like Michelle, I imagined in hindsight that in those moments, God just folded his arms and patiently waited. And when the fruit of my sin began to manifest itself, I knew enough about God and was hopeful that God would welcome me home. And he did, without condemnation. It's good to know, my sisters and brothers, what the Bible says about God. And it's good to know the Bible and learn as much as we can about the Bible. But the best way for us to know God is through our experiences with God, both the good and bad. For it is only then when the storyline of the Bible becomes our storyline with God, and when that happens, then we can truly know how amazing is the grace of God. It's good to know that no matter how hard we fall, or how deep we sink, or even how far we wander, God, like the prodigal son's father, always waits for us to come home. Let's pray. Once again, God, we pause to say thank you. This is our first fruit offering of the week. We have worshiped you on yesterday, and we've glorified your name. And now, as we begin to start our trek through this uncertainty of this world, of this life, or this week, we ask, O God, that you would guide us and lead us. Protect us from ourselves, our decisions, our attitudes, our ways of thinking that hinder our progress with you. Protect us, O God, from the evil that lurks within our hearts and within our minds that is always attempting to usurp your authority in our lives. We pray, O God, for a fresh anointing of your Spirit this morning. We pray, O God, for fresh and new insight. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your Holy Spirit will govern and guide us as we seek to walk a life of faith and draw closer to you. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray, gratefully pray. Amen. Thank God. Well, this brings us to an end, my sisters and brothers, but always remember this. Live each day in love with God. You guys have a good day. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Be blessed.
Thank you. Bless that. Thank you.